This is The Matrix News, a podcast production of Matrix New World, featuring profiles in innovation, restoration, and courage in the world of environmental engineering.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of The Matrix Podcast. Today, we are speaking with David Erickson, who is the president of Land Development Services for Matrix, and he's based in Eatontown. David, how are you?
I'm well, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us today. There's a lot that's been said about the services at Matrix in regard to high-tech scanning when it comes to urban areas such as Manhattan. We'd really love to hear from you about what it is that Matrix does and really what makes you guys special and unique in this area.
The interesting thing about Matrix is we're a group of professionals that are able to handle all aspects of just about any kind of engineering project. The high-density laser scanning we use for a number of different things. It's a great tool for us. In the urban areas, one really interesting thing we did, we scanned a mid-rise building because the outer panels were failing. So with the high-density laser scanning, we can actually create a three-dimensional, full-scale model of the building itself. We scanned it. We sent it off to a manufacturer. He created the panels to replace the failing panels in his shop, in the manufacturing facility, shipped them to the site, and because he had built them from an actual full-scale model, they fit perfectly. So they just took the old panels off and stuck the new ones on. It saved so much time in the construction process that it made our fees seem minuscule in comparison. When you get into construction, time is money. You're paying people to do the work, so we made it so much faster where there was no modifications required to any of the panels. They didn't have to fit them on site. It was all perfectly sized so that they just installed it. They were in and out quickly, which means that traffic disruptions less. You know, the whole construction process goes so much smoother.
And how does that work? So now the Matrix does that in-house?
Yeah, we have a laser scanner. We're running five survey crews right now. And we send one of the crews out with our high-density laser scanner. They set up, and each job varies how many setups they need, but they collect all the data from the field. They bring it back in, and then our in-house modelers create the model in the computer, the full-scale model in the computer. We also did that. We have a client who built a custom sand separator. They built it in this old factory. You know, they were really creative guys who figured out how they wanted to build it. So they finished this machine, and it's working perfectly, and they want to recreate it down in the Gulf. We did the same thing. We went in and scanned it. We created a model for them so that they could see each of the parts that they actually built by hand. And then we gave them the full-scale model so they could recreate the parts down in the Gulf.
That's amazing. And what that did was it created a whole new line of business for that client.
Exactly.
Because it could be replicated again and again and again.
They've got, you know, it's not like, it's different than drawings. Drawings, you have flat pieces of paper with all these different things. They actually have a full-scale model. They can pull the pieces out and send it to a manufacturer, and he can create those pieces because it's a full-scale picture of what they're trying to build.
And what about some of the work that you've been doing in Manhattan? I mean, I know that Matrix is doing a ton of work right now in New York. Are you using any of these types of technologies in the city?
We are, and we're using it in many different ways. One relatively simple one is we scanned a building because they were demolishing the building next door, and they wanted to verify that the building, the existing building, wasn't moving during the construction process. So we did, before they started, we scanned the building to see how it looked and what the shape was, and then as construction went on, we went back periodically to scan the building to make sure that there was no movement of the building.
Was that for the Second Avenue subway project?
We did different things for the Second Avenue subway. What we're doing for them is we go down into the subways themselves, and we scan the subway and create a model of the subway so that the architect can figure out exactly where everything is. You know, it's the same thing. It's not just a piece of paper with lines on it. It's an actual full-scale model of those subway tunnels and the subway spaces, and they can move things around in their planning stages and know exactly whether it's really going to fit or not. We're doing the same thing with a bunch of buildings where we're retrofitting buildings and the architects need to know the exact shape and size of the interior. We can go in and scan interiors of the buildings, atriums, three-story, four-story tall, wide-open spaces, so that the architects can see in a true full-size model what the space is actually like.
And it also must be great for budgeting for clients because, say, for example, they're using marble in an atrium or whatever, they can get a very precise cost of what it would cost for that marble as opposed to, and maybe they may realize that there's cheaper alternatives based on your modeling.
That's exactly right, Jonathan. And not just with buying construction materials. We were talking to some of our clients that are involved in decommissioning coal-fired electric plants, because that's part of what the U.S. wanted to do is move away from that old technology. And they were struggling with, when they demolish it, how much material is actually there, because there are these huge concrete structures and nobody can really figure out how much is there. Well, we can scan the outside and then we can go in and scan the inside and we can give them an exact quantity of how much concrete is in that existing building without having to bore holes through and figure out how thick each piece of concrete is so that they can budget their removal costs.
Can you give us an example of some clients or business that Matrix has won because of this very innovative technology?
What we've really done is expanded our services to our existing client base. You know, the architects that we've always worked for in the city, some of the major engineering firms that we've always worked for, we've gone to them and shown them what we could do for them, and been able to expand the breadth of our services and help them accomplish their projects quicker and more efficiently. We're just getting to that point, and that's really what this podcast is about, is getting it out there so we can pick up those new clients.
I mean, to me, Matrix is all about focusing on feasibility. You know, that, you know, you guys are the thinkers of the project, that you have to come in and you have to basically solve all the problems before the builders come. You know, and there's a lot to it. You know, we've learned a lot about your work with the Second Avenue subway, and we learned a lot about your work with this tunnel, the new tunnel that's going to be going into Manhattan, and all of these obstacles that have to be overcome. And it looks to me like you use just the latest technologies you can come up with to solve these problems, because again, when the builders come on site, you know, all of these things have to be rectified beforehand.
Yes, absolutely. And if you don't rectify them beforehand, it again slows construction down, because when they discover them, then you have to figure them out before you can proceed. And that's one of the things our clients love about us, is we figure these things out, we notify them, we come up with solutions for them so that they can pick and choose their best option, because any problem is able to be solved. But some problems, you know, if you throw enough money at it, you can fix it. Our clients love us because we give them the options beforehand so that they can pick and choose. And maybe there is a much more efficient way in terms of dollars to fix something. It might take a little bit longer or require a little bit more coordination, but as long as you identify it early in the process, you have that time to deal with it.
And also, you're doing more and more work in urban areas where there's more and more complexity, less land, and the requirements of especially with such dense housing, such requirements for power and infrastructure.
Absolutely. And you have to have all of those discussions early on with all of the providers, the electric company, the gas company, make sure that you coordinate effectively with them so that it's a seamless process once construction starts to the time that people move in.
David, if anybody wants to reach out to you for questions, what's the best way they can get you?
My cell phone is the best. I'm always on it. 908-229-6315. If you go on our website, we have links where you can reach me via email as well, derickson@matrixnewworld.com. But I'm always on my cell. You can always reach me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Matrix News, a podcast production of Matrix New World. Thanks so much for tuning in. For more information about Matrix New World's important work and our family of consultants, engineers, planners, developers, and experts who make it happen, visit us at matrixnewworld.com. That's matrixnewworld.com. Or send an email to info@matrixnewworld.com. Thanks again for listening.